Our scripture readings today are Genesis 50:19. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God?" And Matthew 6:12. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
And Lord, we pray for those who are listening by podcast today. We pray a special prayer for Kathy Sorrell. God, that you would bless and meet her at her point of need. Give her peace, God, at this time. And we thank you for it. We lift her up today before you, God. We thank you. And then for all of those else, all those others who are listening today, God, and that you would meet them at their very point of need. And Lord, that this word will be a word that blesses and that heals and sets free and delivers. And we thank you for it today. Speak through me. In Jesus' name we pray. So, not going to talk fast, I promise. I said I'd get done quick, but I know you can't hear me and you can't understand me if I talk too fast. So, I'm going to slow it down because this is an important topic that I want to talk about today. We're in our Lent season, and you know, it's where we give up things. We, you know, you take that, you make that sacrifice and give up something for those 40 days or so. And but I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, what's something, you know, we could give up that would really benefit us, and something that we need to give up that would benefit us? And as I was thinking and praying about it, the word forgiveness just kept coming across my mind. And, you know, that's a hard one. Sometimes it's hard to forgive something. Some things are so hurtful that it's hard to let it go. But God is a God of forgiveness. And so we have to try and walk in that same forgiveness. Really, it's for us and not for the person that you're forgiving. It's so that they're not, what do they say? I see it saying it a lot. They're living rent-free in your mind. We don't want that. So we want to be free from that. So my sermon today is called, "Lord, Help Me to Forgive." Because sometimes it's hard and we need his help to help us forgive, to know that we can let that situation go, that he's going to take care of it for us. You know, his word says, "Vengeance is mine and I will repay." So it's for us not to get involved in it. If it's something that needs to be rectified, if it's something that needs to be handled, he'll take care of it for us. You know, you let it go and not carry that around. Generally, I mean, the bitterness that comes from being unforgiving, from not letting go of something, can truly be harmful to your health. So I want to just encourage you today with just a story from the Bible that I think will encourage you to ask God, "Lord, help me." If there's something, someone, some issue, some situation that you have been struggling with and you know that you need to let it go and move on, move forward so that you can live your best life, I want to encourage you to do that today. And I hope that what I talk about today will encourage you to do that. My first scripture is, if you recall, last week we talked a little bit about Joseph and that his brothers threw him in a pit and then they sold him. That's hard to forgive, wouldn't you think? Wouldn't it be a little hard to think, man, they threw me in a pit. And not only that, when they came back and I thought, oh, good, they're going to let me out and let me go on about life, they sold me into slavery. That would be very difficult to forgive. But Joseph, he knew God had a plan for his life. That doesn't mean he didn't battle with that, because you do. You know, that's why I said, "Lord, help me to forgive. I can't do it on my own, but with your help, I can forgive. I can let that go." Family hurt is one of the hardest. It's one of the hardest because they're so close to you. You know, can you imagine? He probably thought, well, man, we ran and played together and, you know, and now they just, how could they throw me in a pit? How could they do that to me? That would be my thought. How could you do that after all the times we shared, all of the fun things we did when we played together and we had dinner and we sat up and watched movies at night or whatever you did with your siblings, you know. In their time, we know they weren't watching movies at night, but you know what I mean. So that would be difficult to forgive. That would be difficult to let go. I could see that. And not only that, to then sell him into slavery, just and never come back and look for him, never feel regret. It didn't seem that they felt any kind of regret for doing that to him. That would be difficult to forgive. But Joseph, knew that God had a plan. And I love what he says. And that's the scripture that I want to read. But I want you to think about that. Whatever it is, because I know we all, most people, there's something that hurt you deeply. And it was a little harder to let go of and to forgive and to walk away from that situation. But to be free in God, we have to let that go. And this is a good season to do it. But let's read from Genesis. And this is the story of now Joseph is free and he's second only to Pharaoh. He's the governor, second only to Pharaoh. So he's ruling, pretty much ruling over the land. And his brothers, now his dad has passed away. And you don't, I know in our family, mom would protect us, you know, from each other. She could be our protector. Well, now his dad has passed away and those brothers know what they did to him. They know the hurt and the pain that they brought to Joseph. And they're afraid. They're afraid that he's going to now retaliate and get them back, get revenge on them for all that they did because he's, you know, he's in government. He's second only to the ruler. So they come to him, it says. And this is Genesis 15 through 21. And it says, when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, what if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him? So they sent word to Joseph saying, your father left these instructions before he died. You know, and I wonder, when I was reading it this time around, I wondered, did their father really leave them instructions or did they just make up something because they were afraid Joseph was gonna get them back? It says, verse 17, this is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now, please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father. When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. We are your slaves, they said. But Joseph said to them, don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then don't be afraid. I will provide for you, your children, and reassure them and spoke kindly to them. So he reassured them. He spoke kindly to them. He said, the part I really liked about that is he said, and this is how, when we learned it, he said, what you meant for harm, God turned it for good. What you meant to do me in, it was all a part of God's plan anyway. And that's a good way to look at forgiveness. He could forgive them because he could look at it and see, well, you know what? Truly, if you hadn't thrown me in the pit and then sold me into slavery and I end up with Pharaoh or Potiphar's wife and I end up in jail, you know, all of that got him to that point. It wasn't an easy journey to get to that point, but he needed to be there so that he could save all of them. He saved all of them and Egypt. And so if he could look at it that way, he looked at it. He had a good perspective of looking at it, knowing that God had the plan anyway. What you meant for harm, he took it and turned it for good. And I know I can think of situations in my life where people tried to set me up or tried to hurt me or, you know, but God turned that situation for me and I succeeded in it, you know. And so I can forgive easier because I know God had a plan. So even though you meant it, and that's what he's saying, even though you meant it for harm, God, he needed it to go that way. So I forgive you. I won't hold it. I won't punish you. I'm going to bless you and your children. That's a hard stance to take, but I encourage you to think about the situation that you may be struggling with today, to think about it from that perspective. Although they hurt you, although it didn't work out the way you thought it was supposed to, or you thought it was going to work, did God work it for your good anyway? So then you can let it go. You can forgive them and just let it go and move on to what he has for you. Because the longer you hold on to it, it's stopping you from growing. And who wants anyone to live rent-free in your brain, in your thoughts, and you're thinking, you know, and they're doing their life and doing it well and enjoying themselves and not thinking about you at all. And you're thinking about them waking up in the morning. Oh, I hate she did that to me. Oh, I can't get over it. Oh, and she's, you know, water skiing in Vegas or whatever. No, I guess you can't water ski. Maybe you can in Vegas, but how about in Hawaii or whatever? She's not thinking about you or he's not thinking about you at all. We have to free ourselves from that. We have to let go of that, to forgive. Forgive and keep it moving. Keep on going so you can be what God has for you. So you can be water skiing in Hawaii and be happy, you know, and not carrying that load, that hurt, that weighs you down, stops you from being all that you came and He created us to be, because we're carrying that load. So I encourage you today to let it go, as they say in the Disney film. Let that go. Release them from whatever it is that hurt you so. Hurt is real, and it is real, and it's hard. That's why I said, Lord, help me to forgive. Because it is hard sometimes to let things go, but we have to be free so that we can be free. My next scripture is Matthew 6 and 12, which we just read, where it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our others who sinned against us. The Lord thought that forgiveness was so important. It's in the Lord's Prayer. It says, forgive us as we forgive. So it's so important that He wanted us to pray it every day. Why? Lord, I need you to help me to forgive. So we pray it in our daily prayer, in our Lord's Prayer. Help me to forgive. As you forgive me, help me to forgive those who sinned against me or hurt me. Because I'm not innocent. He's forgiven us, right? We've sinned against Him. And we've hurt some people also, if we're going to be honest, and hope that they do forgive us, you know? But that's what He's telling us. It's so important. Forgiveness is so important that it's in our prayer. It's in the Lord's Prayer. So I want you to consider that when you're thinking about it, when you say, I hear what you're saying, Pastor, but I just can't. You don't know what they did to me. You know, think about it. The Lord thought it was so important that we forgive that He mentions it in our prayer. So then in Matthew 18, 21 through 22, Peter, he asks a really good question. He says, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Like that. Can I just do it seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times, meaning infinitely you're going to forgive. You need to forgive. And I think that's a good question, because we say, you know, do I have to keep forgiving? You have to be a person that forgives. You really aren't forgiving for them. You really are not. I said it earlier, but you are forgiving for you so that you are free, that you're not carrying that weight, that it's not stopping you. That, I mean, it's just so important. You just don't realize how much unforgiveness weighs on your life, how much it stops you from being all you can be. How can you even really help? And how can, you know, and it actually weighs not only mentally, but physically. You know, you'll be wondering, why is my heart pounding? Why, you know, why am I feeling this? And it's attacking your body from unforgiveness. So consider it. Jesus says you have to forgive 77 times, which means, and don't add it up, it means you have to forgive. You have to continually be forgiving. Now, I will say this, if it's the same person, you don't have to stay in their company. You can excuse yourself from that relationship or that friendship so that you don't have to continually keep forgiving them, because obviously they're not respecting you. So you can walk away from that situation. You don't have to stay there. But you do have to be a person that forgives. So practice walking in forgiveness, and you'll feel so free. You'll be so free. So our last scripture, as I'm coming to the end, is Ephesians 4:32, and it says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. I like that. Be kind and compassionate. But I was thinking about something that happened to me this week, and it made me think, not only do we need to be forgiving of others, we need to forgive ourselves. Have you ever carried something? Just keep beating yourself up over it, just over and over and over, and you just can't seem to. Now you're living rent-free in your head. How does that, you know, instead of encouraging yourself, why did you do that? Why? Well, that happened to me. And I know I'm preaching this sermon this week, and it's a thing I've been going through for a long time, and I was just really tired, and I considered it, and I'm like, okay, this is the decision I'm going to make. I made the decision, and then it really didn't turn out right. So I'm like, I spent all this time trying to figure it out. And I was like weary because I was just really beating myself up. How could you make that decision? How could you, you know? And then it just dawned on me, well, you're talking about forgiving yourself. Let it go. You made the decision. It can't be changed. So let it go. You're okay. You're human. We make mistakes. We don't make the right decision, or we don't think we're making the right decision, or whatever it is that you did, or you feel like you did, that you keep beating yourself up over. The word said, be kind and compassionate. Start with you. Let yourself off the hook. It's okay. Whatever it is, you know, I know some people carry things from when they were young. It's like, well, God, now I'll be 57 in 2 months. I'm like, why am I still carrying what happened when I was 18? You know, we have to let it go. Let yourself off the hook. Forgive yourself, and then you can forgive others. Because God, he's a God of forgiveness, and he forgives us. If he forgives me, and he's saying, what are you talking about? When I'm still reminding him of what I did when I was 18. And he's like, what? What did happen? Because, oh, I forgave that back then. So we have to forgive ourselves and let it go. So that really concludes what I want to talk about today. But I just want to encourage you today, not only to let it go. Let go of those things that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Let go of that unforgiveness, that hurt that you're carrying because someone did something to you. Just let it go. And know that, Lord, help me to forgive. Because it's not, I'm saying, oh, just let it go. Like it's just that easy. It's not always. Ask the Lord to help you. Help me to let this situation go so that I can go on and live my best life and live the best life that God has for me without carrying that weight of that hurt and that unforgiveness. So, amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. You're such a good God, such a wonderful God, amazing. We do thank you for your forgiving power, God, that you forgive us, God, when we fail. When we don't reach the mark, we thank you that you are a forgiver. We thank you that you went to the cross for us, God, that we might be free. We thank you that during this Lent season, we will begin to practice forgiveness. We thank you for it. We give you praise, honor, and glory. And Lord, we do pray once again for all of those people who are on our prayer list. God, you know all about each one. You know what they need, person by person, face by face. We ask that you would meet them, God, today at their very point of need. God, that you would be their God today. We thank you and we praise you. We ask that you would take us all home safely today, God, during this storm, that there will be no damage to any properties, no car accidents or any of that, God, as we go through this storm today. We ask that you would just bless and be in the midst of it. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Even as we're going into our Easter season, God, that you would be our God, that you would keep us, God, that you would guide us, that you would show us revelation, and we thank you for it. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.